When our granddaughters had their christening day, we brought each of them an apple tree. As the girls and the trees grew, we watched for signs of the first flowers and the first fruit. A single apple was treasured and admired. There was consternation when they moved house. Could the trees come too? They could. They, like the children, were still young enough to be transplanted, a gardener reassured them. Very large holes were dug and the trees carefully carried over to their new home. This spring we saw blossom once more. When the first boy in the family arrived, he was named William after his paternal grandfather, who has just celebrated his 90th birthday. Bill Sr. was a tree man, so I consulted him about what tree to give to young William on his christening day. We both did some research. I emailed him one day. I found a pear called William Bon Chrétien. We both delighted in the idea of giving the child a fruit tree, meaning good Christian, on his christening day. And as a bonus, this old variety of pear is particularly sweet and delicious. Bill set about sourcing a tree. Eventually he found one, persuading a fruit tree orchard to part with a young tree. They were unable to resist his charm or his story. The christening was in late August, and by that time the mature pear trees were producing fruit. And thus I was delegated on the morning of the celebration to visit a farmer's market and collect a basket of ripe, Bon Chrétien pears. At the end of the meal, Bill stood up and told the story of young William's tree, and then I passed the basket of pears around, so that all present, for that day at least, could eat and become good Christians.